John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is out on vacation, but I have a very special co-host today.
Hi.
Hello.
Kelly Hardy is joining us today.
Yay.
Kelly, originally from Carlsbad, went to school in Mississippi, moved to Nashville, and then ended up meeting one of the most successful country songwriters around, certainly one of the most awarded. Tell me how you met Michael Hardy and what your first date was like.
Okay. So I met Michael. It's a funny story. He actually slid into the DMs. You know, okay. Modern day love story.
Yep.
He slid into the DMs and we just started chit-chatting very casually. I had no
idea.
What did
he say? Like when he slid into your DMs, like, because, you know, sometimes that's like really kind of how some people write stuff. You're like, what? And I imagine it wasn't anything like that.
This is 1000% why I responded. Like, this is so funny to me. He didn't say anything. He sent me a video.
Okay.
Of him drinking whiskey out of it. Just taking a fat pull of whiskey out of a deer stand. He was head to toe camo. That's it.
That's what he sent you?
He didn't say anything. He just sent a video of him just taking a pull of whiskey. Yeah, exactly. That's what my thought was. I was like, that's hilarious. Like, okay, this guy's funny, you know?
Yeah.
It piqued my interest and we just started chit-chatting. And of course, you know, I had to stalk him a little bit. So I went and looked on.
Well, smart people do because you want to know who you're dealing with.
Yeah. Right? Thank you. So he had all these pictures I remember with Florida Georgia Line.
Okay.
And I had no idea, obviously, that he was like a songwriter or worked with them.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing all these pictures of him with them with like passes on. They're standing in front of, you know, and I'm thinking, oh my God, this guy's he's like a FGL super fan. He's following them around, buying meet and greet passes everywhere. I was like, this is a little nuts. Like, I think this guy's crazy. So I was kind of like, ooh, I don't know. I don't know about that. Like, so I didn't say anything. We just, you know, talked, whatever.
I love how you thought he was like a stalker fan, you know, Uber fan, instead of like maybe he worked with them.
No,
or
it
he wasn't
didn't even
a roadie.
Cross my mind.
I think that's really funny.
Well, okay. I mean, I was just like, who just has pictures, you know?
Yeah,
so,
that's great.
Yeah, that was so funny. So I was kind of like, I don't know, guys. But I went back to school. And I was on winter break when he sent me a message. I went back to school, and the little music venue in town, The Lyric, which is actually where we ended up getting engaged, fast forward, which is really cute. But he was playing. He was supposed to be out riding with Florida Georgia Line at the time. They canceled last minute. One of his other buddies was playing a show at The Lyric that my girlfriends and I were going to. And their drummer last minute got sick, and they asked Michael to fill in. So everything just kind of ended up working out. He wasn't on the road anymore. He could come fill in, play drums. So he texted me and he was like, hey, I'm going to be in Oxford this weekend, you know, go to the show. And I was like, oh, we're already going. I'll see you there. Great. So we go to the show. I see him up there on stage. And keep in mind, I'm thinking that he's playing like drums, drums. He is playing the cajon, like the box drum.
Yeah.
Just up there, just ripping it on stage, sitting on the drum. And I was like, there he is. Like, that's my guy.
Yeah.
So we walked in and we were having fun. You know, I was like, hey, trying to wave to him from the crowd. He didn't see me, whatever. And at the end of the show, we just met upstairs at The Lyric. And honestly, that was it. We just finished watching the concert together and we had the best time. We hung out the rest of the night and it was just kind of, you know, love at first sight, if you will. And that was that. I went to Nashville for my 21st birthday and he totally showed us around town. He hung out with me and the girls all weekend.
See, there's the romantic part of him.
Yeah, no, it definitely was. So we actually only hung out like twice before we started dating. And after Nashville, I asked him, he's like 6.5 years older than me. I asked him to my sorority formal. I was like, hey, I don't know if you would ever be into this, but do you want to come down to my sorority formal? And he was like, sure. I've never been to one. So he came down to Oxford in jeans and he showed up to my formal in jeans and a baseball hat. And I was like, all right. And on the way there, he asked me to be his girlfriend. And
oh
it was.
Oh my God. That's like the cutest thing I've ever heard.
On the bus. And that was that.
That's a great story.
It's very funny. Like, I love telling it because it's just so random. And, you know, I think, like, he's from a small town in Mississippi and I'm from here. So it's like so many things had to happen for us to meet and find each other. So it's just funny. I love telling that story.
Well, we're glad that it happened. Kelly, when we come back, I want to share a story with you because we knew when Hardy was going to ask you to marry him.
Oh, my God.
You have to hear this.